Thank you all very much. I really, really appreciate it. My name is Keith Tiede. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast. This week I'm talking about Easter. It's Easter Sunday today, and I'm talking about Easter and hope for the future. So I hope you enjoy listening to this. Gratitude is something that I think we all need to make sure that we're looking at, and I talk about that a little bit in today's podcast. I hope you enjoy the podcast this week. Thank you. So it's Easter Sunday. A lot of times when I'm doing my podcast, I see something that's wrong and try to figure out some way to either make it better or just talk about it. Sometimes that's the only thing you can do. But today, what I want to do on this Easter Sunday is talk about things that I'm grateful for. And the reason I'm doing that is, like I said, generally speaking, when I do my podcast, it's about something bad that's happening and possibly something we can do to remedy it. Maybe not. Maybe just talking about it is all we can do for now. But alongside that, and I've always thought that I would love to be able to create a podcast where everything was positive. That's not where I'm at right now. Maybe someday I will be there. But right now, what I do is I see so many things that are going badly for this country and the world. And being Easter Sunday, it reminds me that Jesus was resurrected on Easter after being killed on the cross. They put him in the tomb, and then later they came and found that he wasn't there, and he had resurrected. And also, there's a claim in the Bible that Christ will come back. There'll be a second coming. Sometimes I think that's important. That means that between right now and whenever that happens is we have to be prepared. Each one of us individually has to prepare for what will happen when that occurs, if it does. I mean, it's it's something we don't, any of us, know for sure is ever going to happen. A lot of us have faith, and we assume that it will happen because it's predicted in the Bible, but personally, I kind of look forward to that. I want to know that what I'm doing is all for something. I try to be good when I can. Just by my nature, sometimes I'm not good. I'm bad. But I try to be good. I try to think about ways that I can talk to people and help people any way that I can and do whatever I can to help people if they're having some issues. So I long for that day when we can stop all the craziness and get real finally. And that's what my podcast is going to be about today is there's so many things that we can be grateful for. I mean, there's beauty all around us. It's springtime right now. It's Easter, you know, springtime. And the flowers are coming out. We have a cherry tree in our backyard, and it's so beautiful right now. And the flowers are starting to bloom. The grass is turning green. And nature is doing its thing right now, and it's so awesome. And I like to stop every once in a while and think about how grateful I am that we have springtime. We have Easter time, where things are renewed, everything. It's a time when we can go, oh, we got to kind of forget about all that stuff that we complain about all the time, that we gripe about and talk about how horrible things are. We can look at what's actually going on right now and be grateful. There's a lot of things to be grateful for. Our challenges. I mean, a lot of times we go, oh, there's such a challenge here. I don't know how I'm ever going to surmount this challenge. But that's what makes life worth living. Challenges. I mean, if everything was the Garden of Eden, It would get boring. I can semi-guarantee that would happen. It would get boring because everything, there's no ups and downs, no challenges, no hills to climb. And as humans, we need those. So I'm grateful that we have challenges. A lot of times when I'm challenged with something, I'm like, gosh, dang it, why me? Why do I have to go through this? It seems like so silly, but it's not. It's a challenge. And we feel good about ourselves when we're challenged and we're able to overcome it. And be happy that you have strengths. I mean, we all have strengths and weaknesses. Be happy for your strengths. There's something about you, maybe many things, maybe lots and lots of things about you that is a strength, and you should be grateful for that. I try to be grateful for it. I don't have many of my own personal self, but I am grateful for the ones that I have. I feel like I can create things that make people happy. I make jewelry and little wood projects and stuff like that. And when people see them, a lot of times they go, oh, that's so cool. And they're happy to see it. And that's a strength that I have, is to be able to make people happy by making something that's cool. And I try to remember to be grateful for that. Also, be grateful for your dreams and your desires. Once again, if everything was perfect, if we lived in the Garden of Eden, we'd never have any dreams or desires. They'd all be fulfilled all the time, and it would, once again, be very boring. So we do. We need to be grateful for our dreams and our desires, and work toward them. That's what makes us grow. That's what makes us feel good about ourselves, is when we have a dream or a desire, and we work towards it. And sometimes we get there, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we get partway there, and that's a great thing. That's a good thing. And I try to remember that all the time and be grateful for the fact that, yeah, I'm not where I want to be right now, but I do have dreams, and there's places I want to get. You know, I'm old now. I'm 67, and I still have dreams and desires, and I'm grateful for them, because if there was ever a time in my life when I didn't have dreams or desires, probably be the end of it. So yeah, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my physical strength. I see people a lot of times that are my age and they've kind of given up. There's a saying, I wish I could remember who the quote is attributed to, but it goes something like, we don't quit playing because we grow old. We grow old because we quit playing. And I am 100% behind that. I think if you give up physical activity, i.e. playing or working out or just walking around the block or anything like that, when you stop doing that, your body goes, okay, done. If you're not going to go out there and work a little bit, you got nothing. So I'm grateful that I have strength. Grateful that I have the mindset to try to keep going. It's something that makes me happy when I go, oh yeah, I do still have strength. You know, from time to time, you'll get down and you'll get have less energy than you normally do, and you go, oh my goodness, and you kind of think, oh my God, here it is, this is the end, this is my life from now on. It's like, nope, your strength ebbs and flows. Sometimes you'll be very strong, sometimes you won't be so strong, but keep that in mind and constantly be grateful that you do have strength left, and you proceed, you work on it, you try to get stronger. Even at my advanced age, I still get stronger from time to time. You know, it's a physical thing. People's bodies do start breaking down, you know, as they get older. But you can combat that. You can work on strength training and get better. And it's well worth doing because you feel a lot better about yourself. You feel a lot better physically. And it's a mental thing. You just, when you go out and work hard and accomplish some stuff, then you feel good about yourself and you're ready to do it the next time. The next day you wake up and, oh yeah, yesterday I really nailed it. I'm going to hit it again today. I feel pretty grateful that I have strength left. I hope I do for many, many years. Sometimes I wonder a little bit because, yeah, it's harder. When you're teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, you go work out, work your tail off, and yeah, you get stronger, and yeah, it gets better, and you're building. And you hit the 50s and you go, something's different here. I still work out and yet I'm not gaining like I used to. But you do gain still. And you got to kind of keep that in mind. You're still gaining because you never, ever want to stop. When you stop, when you quit playing, you grow old. You don't grow old because you quit playing. And when you quit playing, you get old. So what else we got? Experiences. All of us, each one of us has experiences in our past that we're so grateful for. You know, maybe you had children. My two kids are the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And I truly am grateful that I have them every day. Fortunately, I still communicate. Both of them are, you know, have left the nest. One's in New York and one's in a different town in Missouri. We're, hour and a half apart. So we're not able to physically see each other like we used to, but we still communicate every day, almost pretty close. We have a group text that we do almost every day. I would venture to say we do it every day, but there may be a few days where we skipped over or whatever. And we FaceTime. That's the greatest thing. iPhone FaceTime is crazy cool. I'd be very wishful that my daughter lived closer to me. My oldest, that's in New Jersey, lived closer because I don't get to see her as much anymore. And I still wish that. I still wish that we were all, you know, close together still, and we could just at a moment's notice go and see each other. But in some ways, it's better this way. But the cool thing is with FaceTime, I can see either one of my kids, albeit on a video screen. But still, you know, I see the facial expressions, I see their movements, I see the way when they talk, I see the tone of their voice with the expression on their face. It's awesome. And I'm grateful for FaceTime because I get to see my kids. There's so many things, really, that we could be grateful for. I'm grateful that this earth is still spinning like it should and gravity is still working. And I'm grateful for indoor plumbing and heating and air conditioning. And sometimes I think about these things and I think with all the stuff that's going on, you know, we better be grateful because it may not last forever. It could. And as you all know, if you listen to my Perfect World podcast, it's going to get better and way better. There's going to be abundance. Unbelievable abundance in the future. Technology is going to get us there. There's so much natural resources on this planet that are unused right now that could be used to put everybody on the same plane as far as wants and needs. I mean, I can foresee a time when we want for nothing. There's so much abundance of everything that there's no want. And that would be a good time because a good place in history, because when there are people who just don't have the stuff that everybody else has because of whatever the situation is, it's not good. I mean, there's people who don't have the stuff that I have in this world today, and I hear about them, and I even see them sometimes on the news, and have actually seen what's going on in this situation where people have less than I have. And I don't like it. I wish that everyone had everything they wanted. And that seems like it could be a bad thing and kind of anti what I was just talking about with that challenges we would get boring. But no, I think we can have everything for creature comfort that we ever wanted and still have challenges. Challenges of the mind, how we can get along better as a world, and how we can go into the future and have a much better world than we have now. So there'll always be challenges, but I long for a day when there are no people on this planet who don't have everything they would like to have. And I think that's coming. I think that's possible. I've spoken about it on my Perfect World podcast. I think that is so cool that really could happen. And now there is evidence that it could. I mean, we have technology now And with AI coming, I know a lot of people worry about it. They think, oh, these AI beings, these robots are going to take over the world because they're going to find out that humans are not worth keeping around. So they're just going to eliminate us and have their own world. But I disagree with that in that I actually do think that it could be a possibility. And we've seen the movies where that happens, you know, the robots take over. But I don't see that actually happening to this planet. I see a lot of other things that may or may not come true that could come true. And I believe there may be some, you know, we've always wondered, are there other species out there in distant universes or something like that? And I'm 100% sure that there are. I know other people have different ideas about that, but it'd be silly to think in the vastness of space that we're the only living beings. It's silly to think about. And I also think there are beings who are advanced enough that they do go around. They kind of like checking on the neighbors to see everything's going good. And they see somebody having some trouble like this planet could possibly be having right now. And they come in and they go, oh, I see where you guys are at. Yeah, we were there once a long time ago and it could get ugly, but we want to show you how it doesn't have to be. So I have a lot of gratitude in that respect, is that the future is going to be way better than it is right now, and yet there will still be challenges, and that's good. We always need to be challenged, but the challenges will be different. It won't be survival. It'll be becoming greater beings. So anyway, on this Easter Sunday, I just did want to talk a little bit about gratitude. I know I'm a Debbie Downer a lot of times, and I've spoken about that. I don't always want to be. It's just that's the things I talk about. I see problems, and I want to talk about them, and I want to make suggestions of things we could possibly do that may or may not work. But at least it's showing that there is hope. There is the possibility of becoming greater as a species, much greater. A lot of things that are concerning right now may not be such a concern in the future. And the thing that we will concern ourselves with is improvement, getting better, getting whatever is the good thing, getting closer to God. That may or may not be it. Getting closer to one another, having actual peace on earth. Sometimes I see war and I go, why? Why make bombs? Why make bullets? Why do we even need that? Why are we engaged in war at all times almost? And I see a future where that's no longer necessary or even desired in any kind of way. And it's because of the thing I was talking about earlier where there's no want. That's what creates the atmosphere for war is you got something I want. I'm going to come and take it from you and I'll beat you up to get it. But if everybody has everything they physically want, that goes away. And I think that's in our future. And I long for that day, honestly. And I wish it happened tomorrow, but I don't think that's going to happen. So we'll see what the future holds. In the meantime, all we can do is try to get better and try to do all the things that we know in our mind and our hearts is making us better as a species. And just continue to work on that. And that's what I'm going to do. That's my message for this Easter Sunday. Thanks for listening.